You'll notice that the title of today's Jumpstart is Like Attracts Like. Now, one of my favorite books of all times is Illusions by Richard Bach. I highly recommend it. You can read it in less than it takes to binge three episodes of a 30-minute Netflix show. It's just that small of a book. But in it, there is a book within a book, and the book is called The Handbook of the Messiah's Handbook, rather. It's a handbook for enlightened souls who are still on the planet. I guess in Hinduism, that would be called bodhisattvas. But the idea is that there is a handbook for these individuals. And one of the quotes that's in there is, like attracts like. It says, universal law, like attracts like. Now, I want to tie all of that together with the quarantining, because for the very first time, you may not have considered this, but I want you to think about this. You are away from darn near everybody, you know, pretty much unless it's your family or et cetera. You know what your own personal social distancing rules are, but you are away from people. So, you have an opportunity, as I keep saying, to come out of this as a different person, and you get to decide how you are going to come out. Are you going to come out more fit? Are you going to come out happier? Are you going to come out healthier? Are you going to come out more stressed? Are you going to come out more worried? So that's choice number one you get to make. Choice number two is that like attracts like. I don't know who said it, but it's one of my favorite quotes, and I absolutely stand by it. You are the, it's not me, by the way, don't give me attribution. However, repeat it to yourself. You are the aggregate total of the five people you spend the most time with. Your personality is literally infused with the personalities, the attributes, the characteristics of the five people you spend the most time with. Now, that is just amazing to me. The great motivational speaker, Charlie Tremendous Jones, once said, you're the same person today you're gonna be in 5 years, except for two things. Number one, the people you meet, and number two, the books you read. And I think that is so true, but we're talking about number one, the people you meet. I was listening to a speaker training for professional speakers the other day. I've been doing this for 12 years, and I always believe, you know, as Abraham Lincoln said, if I had 6 hours to cut down a tree, I'd spend 4 hours sharpening my knife. I'm always working my axe, rather. It'd take a long time with a knife. Anyway, I'm always working to try and learn. I was listening to a thing from a man named Bill Gates, not Gates with a G, it's with a C, and he's a great motivational speaker. And he was talking about the big challenge when you're doing an event. And I have seen this, oh my gosh, is this true, that like attracts like. He said that, and this was so true because I've spoken at so many school kickoffs. I've spoken at dozens of where the teachers all come in, professional development day before the beginning of the school year, or again in January, they tend to do them. And the way it always works is the middle school teachers are up front, the high school teachers are in the back, and the coaches are all standing in the very back, standing with their arms crossed. It's just such a great observation because it's so true in every audience like that in a school district. And I've spoken in dozens of school districts. That's how it works. Why? Because like attracts like. So now you're going to be able to come out of this, and you're going to be able to come out of the quarantining, and you need to choose consciously as you begin to start your life up. That idea of starting the economy up or starting a car up, as you begin to start your life up, who are you going to give your precious time to? Now that you have it back, now that you have the opportunity, and I'm speaking, of course, in the future tense, although many of you may be listening to this in the past tense. It's kind of amazing how people will go to my YouTube channel, and then all of a sudden I get 40 comments from the same person who just binge watches. So you may be watching this in the future, but what we're focusing on right now is that we really don't have the opportunity to get out and be with other people. It's just not an option. And so when we are able to, we need to begin to choose carefully, because we are going to take on and be more like the people we are around. Excuse me. It's a good thing I got my mug here. It's just human nature. It's a bit of monkey see, monkey do. There was a program done in California when recycling was first trying to become a big thing, when they were trying to get people to start recycling. And so they put door hangers on people's doors. And they cited all the benefits of recycling, you know, and they would do it once a week. And they measured how many people then started to recycle. They gave them free recycling bins, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it was a very small number, 1 in 4, something like that, people began to recycle. However, they then began to say that, give statistics and tell people how many people in their neighborhood were recycling. And as the statistic went up 1 point, it would go up 2 points. In other words, as people found out what other people were doing, they began to do very much like them. This is human nature. So when you are no longer quarantined, when you are able to get out and be with other people, whom are you going to spend your precious time with, knowing that they then help infuse who you are? Young Mark says, Patty Gay. Young Lynn says, people's habits change. That is true. Vicky Roby says, morning eyes. Got it. Totally get it. Yeah. People's habits change. Yes. And having been in the habit business now for going on 15 years, that means with the complaint-free movement, helping people break the habit of complaining, several things have to happen to break a habit. Number one is awareness, and that is often a very, very difficult thing because we are blind to attributes of ourselves. It's called the Johari window. There's parts of our lives that we see that others don't. There are parts that we see along with others, and there are parts of us we don't see ourselves. And so step number one to breaking a habit is becoming aware of it, which is often very painful. So that is why people often stay blind to their habits. That is why people tend to dull themselves with doing things. And you know, I think one of the greatest things that people are missing, the opportunity, is not just to watch Netflix all day during this time of quarantine, but to just to be still and to notice your own thoughts. So step number one to change a habit is you've got to be aware of it. Step number two, you've got to want to change it. So many people come up to me and say, how do I get my wife, friend, whatever, to stop complaining? And I'm like, you don't. You accept them. You model the behavior that you want to see, but you can't get someone else to change. And step number three is actually going through and doing the work. I was thinking about this the other day. It's like self-improvement is like a stair that turns into an escalator. You're walking up the stairs, man, and it's a steep, steep, steep staircase, right? Steep going up those stairs. And then all of a sudden they start to get just imperceptibly less steep and imperceptibly less steep. And you keep going, and then ultimately it'll turn into an escalator and you'll just move that much easier. But it's the hard work that people don't want to do. I've worked to change so many things that I say, so many little things in the way I say it because of how the way my family interacted. And it's like constant biting your tongue sometimes, and it's saying things that you've actually literally practiced in your head what you're going to do in the future. So yes, absolutely, I'm not at all disagreeing with, who is it, Lynn said yes, people's habits change. I totally agree with that. And we have to actually change them. Habits are going to have to change in the new normal. Yes, habits are going to have to change in the new normal. Yeah, that is absolutely true. which is why I talked about the idea of quaranta, which is where the word quarantine comes from, which means 40, which in the Bible, 40 always means long enough. Yeah, we literally going to have to be separated long enough for our habits to change. And that's why I think in some ways, as difficult as it is, very difficult, it's good that it's not just a 1 week bump in the road. I was thinking about this the other day, and then I heard it on a podcast, and they're saying most ministers are saying this, but it's a reset button on humanity. We're actually doing a reboot on who we are. And so the question is, when you reboot your life, when you reboot your operating system, I want to tie this all back to the reason we came together today. Whom are you going to add? Who's going to auto-launch in your life? Whose window is going to pop up when you relaunch? And you need to choose with intention whom you have in your life. If you want to be happy and upbeat like Winnie the Pooh, you can't hang out with Eeyores. Could you imagine like four Eeyores and one Winnie the Pooh? First of all, the Eeyores would hate the Winnie the Pooh. Okay. And second of all, the Winnie the Pooh would ultimately just leave because it would not feel comfortable. Like attracts like. When I was talking about what Bill Cates was talking about and how the coaches stand around the high school gym, he said what he always does is breaks up the groups by saying, get with the person you know the least and make sure it's a balance of men and women. Because he says he noticed that all the people who are coming to be critical of his presentation, and there are always people in the audience when I'm speaking, when Bill's speaking, who literally want to look at you and hate you. They're haters. They're dislikers. And you know what they do? Somehow, because like attracts like, they magically get drawn to all the other haters, the people who came there to sneer and disregard and not pay attention. Like attracts like, and the good ones attract the good ones. So what you want to do is water it down. So in your life, are you surrounded by Eeyores or are you surrounded by Winnie the Pooh? More importantly, are you an Eeyore? In which case you need to take the 21-day complaint-free challenge. Put something on your wrist, a hair tie, one of our bracelets. If you do our bracelets, you get all these videos and stuff to support you, but do something. Put it on your wrist and switch it with every complaint so that you will attract more poos and less Eeyores. That sounds kind of bad. Let me catch up with what everybody's saying here. Habits are normal. People are going to have to change. Andy Andrews says the same in his book, The Noticer. You will become the person by the people you hang out with and the books you read. There you go. It's so funny. People will read one of my books and they'll say, well, you're just repeating Dale Carnegie or something like that. I'm like, not really. Dale Carnegie was repeating other people. We all do that. So anyway, I'm just saying that Andy Andrews is awesome. And so it may have been him that first said that. Yes, my mom works. Words come out of my mouth, but I recognize they are hers, not mine. Vicky, that is awesome. That is really good. Lynn says, I had to unplug the cable box to keep my husband from watching news 24/7 just this past weekend. It was acceptable to try, but whined about it quite a bit. Cool. Awesome. Someone said, Kelly says, someone said in the rush to get back to the way things were, consider what you actually want to rush back to and what you want to leave behind. Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted to say, but someone said it far better than I. I like the phrase rebooting our lives, Denise says. Like you do with your electronics, we will come back fresher and more connected. Yeah, it's interesting. I have an iMac, one of the big desktop ones, as well as a MacBook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that you literally have to do is unplug it from the wall. Unplugging it from the wall will off, not turning it off, but unplugging it from its current source or what it thinks is its source and giving it a break for a few seconds. Or I think it's a few minutes they recommend. Anyway, it's amazing. It's amazing how it will resolve issues. Let's see. Hello from Brighton. Hello, Lauren from Brighton. First person we've had check in from Brighton yet. Mark Gleason says, the point is why I watch this each morning. Get with people who can complete you, challenge you, teach you, and support you. Good job, Will. You know what? My goal is to be one of those five people in your life. My goal is to be part of that inspiration in your life, that telling you yes instead of no, that telling you wholeness instead of suffering. That's what I want to do for you every day. So thank you for joining me so that we can do that. And those of you who share this, those of you who share this on a daily basis, thank you. Because the people you share it to turn around and they become part of my complaint-free life program. And all of this allows me to continue to do what I do. So Vicky says, Sarah Cosa, how is the weather today? Oh, you're asking somebody. Okay. We'll have those conversations offline. Dipu says, hoping for a complaint-free world. Me too. You know what? There's no complaint-free world. There's only complaint-free individuals. It all starts with each and every one of us. So I want to remind you that Deb B, I wish you could see this. That my logo is actually beautiful on this, but it is has water in it and ice. I think that makes it more difficult. Plus, I have my whole new setup with lights and everything like that all around me. So before I was just using natural light. Anyway, isn't that a beer? It just occurred to me. No, that's not what I was doing at 8 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, so if you share today's program, if you share today's jumpstart, I'm going to go back and we go back and we choose a random number and then we see how many people shared. And then when we find that person, we send them one of these really nice mugs that keeps coffee hot, keeps water cold, you know, et cetera. It's the greatest invention in the world. You know why? Do you know why this is the greatest invention in the world? Because it keeps cold things cold and hot things hot. But the real question is, how does it know? All right, Jerome Johnson says, you are why were? You are. Okay, Vicky says, she is tuning in from Africa. Got it. Wonderful. I was sleeping until Lynn says, I was sleeping until 10 or 11, until I committed to being here live with you each day, changing my frequency, and I feel better. You know what? Thank you so much. Patty Gay says purple. I just want to say that probably one of the most successful people I've ever known, and not like in a billionaire sense, but made a lot of money, had a lot of friends, did exactly what he loved, loved his wife, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I went over to his house one time. He's a very good friend of mine. And he opened his closet door. And this is the most upbeat, positive, natural guy. I would never have to work at it ever, right? Opens his closet door and it is, I'm going to use a big fancy word. You ready for this? It was festooned with sticky notes, the little yellow sticky notes. And I walked over and I looked and every one of them was like a positive affirmation or a positive quote. In other words, this guy every single day, who I thought was naturally just perfect, was having to remind himself, remind, new mind, jumpstart your mind, new mind every day about what was good, what was positive, and what's important. And that's what all of us need. And that's why I'm here for you every morning. So thank you for sharing. And hopefully you will win one of my mugs. We will look and see who shared today's jumpstart the most. And whoever did so is going to receive one of my mugs. Congratulations to Deb B. All right, Jerome, I am awesome. It is awesome to be one of my five, one of your five. So listen, be one of my 50 or 100 right now. We've got 51 people, 52 just clicked up watching right now. And yesterday we had over 1,000, or day before yesterday, 1,000 views. So listen, thank you so much for being a part of this community. I see who's here. I love seeing who's here. I'm here for you. You be here for me. And be sure to invite your friends. We got plenty of room at this party. So share. I'll do an event for the one for tomorrow, telling you what we're going to talk about. Share it with others. If you share, you might win a mug. Those who hurt are hurting. Love those words. Thank you so much. Yep, that was from my first book. Everybody have a great day. Bless you all. Teddy says hi, and we'll update you on him. He's doing great. He's just not in the room with me this morning. Bless you, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free